My name is Alex. We are conducting a survey about youth substance use founded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. To make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me if your age is between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. Just for statistical purposes only, what is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the schools in your area, could you please tell me, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often do you think teens in the school district use certain substances. If you are not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. The first question says, how often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never? Try once or twice? Once or twice a year? Once a month? Twice a month? Once a week? Or daily?
What is the question?
Let me repeat it, no worries. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never? Tried once or twice a week?
Yeah, that one.
Okay. How often do you think most of the teens in your school district use cannabis in any form? Marijuana, pot weed, or concentrate in any form?
Hash, don't know. Or hash? No,
never?
I don't know.
Okay. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices such as e-cigarettes?
Oh, a lot.
Okay, that will be daily, once a week, twice a month, once a month?
The weekly.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, you only agree, if you are neutral, or you strongly disagree with each one. If you don't agree or disagree, let me know. For each statement, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you are not sure of an answer, just give your best guess.
Okay.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. I strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I don't know.
Okay. Most adults in my community think drink alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Oh, yeah, definitely agree.
Okay, strongly agree or agree?
Agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Strongly or just agree?
Agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Yes, I agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Say that again.
Okay. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Yes. Agree.
Strongly agree or just agree?
Agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I don't know about that one.
Okay. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agreed.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
I have no idea on that. I don't know about the vaping. I don't.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Yes, agree.
Strongly or just agree?
Agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
I agree.
Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
I agree.
Thank you. Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt and enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
I don't know about e-cigarettes. I don't. Cigarettes, okay. That's wrong. But e-cigarettes, I don't know. I don't know anything about them.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
I don't know.
Okay, we almost done. Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Okay, if you're going to keep asking about the vaping and stuff, I'm not going to answer. I don't know.
I understand, Mama. It's just that I'm reading the list. If you don't know, it's okay. My community should adopt enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
I don't know.
Okay. Most adults in my community think should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
I agree. You've already asked that one.
Okay. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Oh, agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to you under age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I don't know.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt enforcement laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
I don't know.
Okay, just three more. Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
I don't know. I don't know the ramifications of that. I don't know.
I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I don't know.
And the last one, most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
I don't know.
Okay. Next, I'm going to ask you just some question about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you are not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never, thrice or once, twice, once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, daily?
Once a week.
Okay. How often do you use marijuana in an edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed by your doctor?
Never.
Okay. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
And now I just have a few final questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never?
None.
Never. Never. Okay. How would you describe yourself? American, Asian, African-American, Hispanic, white?
White.
And as a token for our appreciation, the System Prevention Education and Action Coalition will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. And please choose the organization you would like to our coalition to donate to on your behalf. Rangers Supporting Rangers, or Community Scholarship Foundation, or Forest Lake Family Pathways.
I get to choose?
Yes.
Family Pathways.
Okay. This concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.